Welcome to the pub. Do you guys have reservations? No? Not a problem. We'll squeeze you in. How many do you have? Four? Okay, perfect. Right this way. As you can see, we have TVs on every square inch of the walls and 127 beers on tap. So you'll never miss a game and you'll never go thirsty. Don't mind the bartender and his buddy over there. All they talk about is sports, and they love their Philadelphia teams. They do get a little loud sometimes, so just try to ignore them. Anyway, you can take a seat right here. Sean will be right with you. Cheers.
Hey, y'all. Just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
Change for me and be so wonderful. Live like, breathe air.
Welcome back.
You hit me with that countdown and I just fucking
get it. Yeah, you just get into his own. So we got a new guy here because Isaiah is puking everywhere.
Hello, he got hello. Scared.
Sick boy Isaiah.
He's puke coming out one end and piss coming out the other, and I'm not going to tell you which side.
Coming back with a congested cam.
All right, so we got Cam here.
Hello,
Cam.
Hello.
How you doing?
Filling in for Isaiah, sick boy.
He got scared, dude.
He got scared. He
from
started
all the recent talk, dude. He got scared. Oh,
no. He heard free agency.
We'll get that. Well, hey, he's
scared to talk.
Sorry,
he's scared to see us, dude. He knew.
Take it easy.
You want to step into the lion's den, dude. You didn't want to.
He's going to come back with his Tommy DeVito shirtsy on.
Yeah, he better.
Oh, yeah. All right, what are we drinking tonight?
Me first, dude. Give me. Can
you're
you? Can
first.
You? Wait, but.
All right, lay it on me.
You know my favorite is a lukewarm dented can of Coors Light. Can you just take a flame to below it and heat it up just a little bit so it's
oh,
a
as,
warm?
As you're presenting.
Yes.
Well, he's okay. Shown you how to do it.
Yeah.
He doesn't
so
want to
if
do
you
it.
Can
so you don't want the one you already have?
No. I
well,
need
that
it warmer.
One's old.
I need
that
a warmer.
Old.
I thought you liked
that's
them
3 weeks old. He wants 2 weeks old.
Yeah. I need it warmer and then put one ice cube in it. So it's like.
Well, how am I going to get an ice cube in that?
I'll put it on the top of it.
Yeah.
He'll
make
drink
it work.
Around it.
Okay. Anyway.
So like when it goes through the ice, it'll cool down.
It should work out.
Refreshing.
I feel like you're not getting what I'm saying, so you can just move
that's
on.
Why it's lukewarm, so the ice melts when he drinks it.
Sounds about right.
Oh. Okay. Cool. Wow. You're always
I'm
ready.
Spice it up. Give me a sweet tea vodka with lemonade.
All right, I got you.
You know why? Because it's so nice out.
It is so nice.
The weather
is warm.
The weather's beautiful Ooh, today.
It is. What about you, Cam? You newbie?
I need a nice gig of beer. The German Pilsner by is Tesla.
He wants the Tesla Giga Beer, dude.
Oh, the Tesla Giga Beer.
This guy's watching the cold ones or something.
We definitely don't have that.
That's
bro.
Really expensive.
Dude, yeah, we can't afford that. That's probably worth that. More than this entire building.
It's like $300 for two bottles.
Right. We have warm Coors Light.
I take two shots of rubbing alcohol.
We could do that.
We could do that.
Yeah, that works.
That's doable.
Sounds right. Good.
Cool. I only know what Giga Beer is because of the cold ones.
If- I saw that, too. I saw that episode.
Good video.
All right, quick hit. Cam, do you know how this works?
Drink it, milk it, suck it. Quick
it's
hit.
Like you to ask
get your clothes off. Hurry up. Hurry up.
This is my
ask, you guys, you ask each person a question or something?
Something like that. It's a quick question.
Just give me a
they
quick answer.
Always start
Merrick,
but you
quick
never realize you start with him.
Yep.
Something like
usually.
That.
No, not a quick hit. It's just.
No, it was. No,
he used to only start with me.
You. Yeah.
And I was like, why the fuck do you always ask me?
So now he always starts
it.
With me.
And now he
catches
me off
I
guard.
Was going to start with Isaiah, but he's dead.
Ooh.
So.
So Cam's
but
up.
Cam's taking his place, so you're first. You're first right. And ready.
I'm ready.
So my question is, would you rather be the driver or the passenger?
Oh, I know this.
Ooh.
I have my answer.
That's so easy.
Definitely the driver.
Do we all agree on that?
No,
really?
Dude. No. I fucking hate driving, dude. I will sit in the passenger seat.
That's like different, bro. You live in the city. It's...
I'll play my little games, dude. I'll sit
great.
On my
Being
phone.
Being like a passenger princess is fantastic.
I love it's, it, dude.
Like,
I hate driving.
Like, chilling back, just kicking back. But driving, I'd much rather just drive.
Big driver guy. Big driver guy here.
Baby driver. Bob, movies or TV shows? I think I already know your answer.
What's my answer?
Yeah, tell him then.
Movies.
Tell him what his
movies.
Name is.
It's
oh,
easy.
He called it. Damn.
I don't even know a single TV show you've ever watched.
Only animated.
Mm, Well, I just watched fucking that one that I keep telling you guys to watch. The Bear.
Ah.
The Bear was a good show.
All right, Mark. That. What's up?
Swimming pool or beach?
The beach, dude. The beach. I think we've had something similar.
It was
like
beach
a question.
Or...
mountain or something like that? Or
beach that, or mountain.
That was like a while ago. It was like, I don't know what it was, but that was a while ago. The beach, dude. Mm-hmm. Way better. Way
okay. Sand is okay, great. Anakin.
What?
That's a deep cut.
Yeah, that's
a deep
hit.
Cut. No, that's an episode 2 deep cut.
What is it? Can you explain?
Yeah.
In Star Wars, they're talking about
it?
His home planet. No. He's talking about his home planet. He's talking to Leia, and he's like, I hate sand. I hate how it feels.
Hell
it gets
yeah.
Everywhere.
For reference, he killed all the Tusken Raiders.
Bro. All right, let's
That's
talk.
A spoiler.
A 20-year-old movie.
Let's talk specials.
Probably more than that.
Tonight we got...
I think it came out in 20,000.
We got a slow-cooked, picky Oklahoma brisket threatening to kill a bear's chance for survival.
Nice.
Sometimes I don't really know how to say what it is.
I
they
wonder who writes it.
Justin Fields. That's what I heard.
I figure...
No.
Next, we got free Argentina Fritos crushed on top of mashed potatoes with a frenzy of spices and unique flavors.
The alliteration on the F went crazy.
So good.
I didn't even mean to do that. Anyway, last but not least, we got for better or for worse, this shit is bananas. BANANAS.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Song reference.
Bananas. Yes.
All right, let me get that shit real quick. First meal.
Yep. Where is he going?
You guys seen, like, you know what? This is this new guy here. What's your favorite Angry Bird?
Say that again?
Your favorite Angry Bird?
My favorite Angry Bird. Oof. Yeah, it's got to be the white one shitting out eggs.
Okay. That's
There's
a respectable
a
answer.
I didn't even know there was a white one.
That's shits out eggs.
He was educated. See, when you asked me, I only...
This
dude,
guy
I could
said
only,
the fucking yellow one.
I could only think yellow, of like dude, three fucking on. Birds, dude.
The sped up fucking on drugs
and
one.
And then I asked Isaiah, and he was just zoned out. He was like, what's the yellow one do? After I just told him what it does after he picked it.
Educated enough
fast.
On my birds and how
that was
angry
quick,
they are.
Yo, quick hit.
Dude,
Sean,
one,
what's your favorite angry bird?
Me?
Yeah, you're always gone when I ask.
I was literally there every
yeah,
time
but,
you asked.
But what did you say?
Yeah, you didn't answer.
I like the red one.
Oh, I think
which
you said
one?
That last
which
time.
One?
Yeah, there are two.
The red
Is
one.
Is there two?
The little
There's
guy.
Two.
I guess, what do you call it? Burgundy, the other one?
No, they're both red.
Oh, yeah. His name
don't
is...
talk about
We're
burgundy.
Like burgundy.
His name Do not talk about burgundy in this pub. All right, here's your meal.
Oh my la shala mashula
burla.
Don't look up the birds.
I'm looking up these birds.
All right, dude, so here's your meal.
I've been playing.
We got.
Are you really?
Huh?
There's a lot of new birds, dude.
You gotta stop playing.
I don't fuck with the boomerang bird.
It's
oh,
getting
he's got a
head.
Beak. It's like a toucan. It's got a beak, right?
Or the fuck the ice bird, dude. Triple
dude, there's
oh,
tier, dude, yeah. There's tier lists for birds.
Good.
All right,
go ahead. Sean.
Pigs S tier.
We got that is not right, dude. What
yes,
the frick?
Yes, yes.
Whoa!
Yes.
Slow cooked picky Oklahoma brisket, threatening to kill a bear's chance for survival.
Picky Oklahoma brisket.
What's in Oklahoma?
Huh?
What's
Google
in
it.
Oklahoma?
What do you mean?
Oaks.
What do they
trees?
Have there?
What?
In what?
If I were to visit Oklahoma, what would I do?
The South?
What?
Isn't that song about Oklahoma? Do? Take me home, country road, Oklahoma.
No,
West Virginia.
That's like
oh,
West
Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah. Damn.
That's not close.
That's where that's where the wizards are going.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
So what's the meal, dude?
You tell me.
No, you have to explain it.
Do I, though?
Yeah.
They have a zoo.
You said something about... They have a zoo?
Oklahoma, dude.
We have a zoo.
We got a couple.
Something
it's
like that.
It's south.
Mark, what are we talking about?
Something about
Oklahoma
the
soiled their pants in Chicago.
I'm too...
Where's Chicago?
Actually, wet.
Is that a state?
Illinois. Shut the fuck
state?
Up.
Is it really Illinois?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think so.
Where did you think it was, dude?
I thought it was a steak.
You're fucking lying.
I'm about to sound so smart. On the money.
Where's Detroit? That's in Michigan.
Geological, dude. You're welcome. Geographical.
Geological?
I'm going to break my leg.
You know where Denver is?
Colorado.
Cabo.
This isn't Quizzo. We're not doing Quizzo right now.
All
right,
then tell me what the fuck we're talking about.
Tell me what we're talking about.
Oklahoma, no, you were supposed to tell us.
Okay.
Who says?
We're vamping about Oklahoma while you're supposed to tell us what to do, dude.
Who says I'm the one that's supposed to
you?
Because
you know what it is. You're the one that has phone.
Oklahoma is a landlocked state too. South central region of the United States. It borders Texas in south and west, Kansas to the north, Missouri to the northeast, Arkansas to the east, New Mexico to the west, and Colorado to the northwest.
Guys, talk about states. Port
founded in November 16th, 1907. Let's pull up the wiki. Capital is Oklahoma City, with a population of 3.987 million.
What's the newest state in the world?
Hawaii.
In the world?
Fucking idiot.
All right, in the United States.
Hawaii.
Is it?
Yes.
I mean, you can make an argument for Puerto Rico.
Oh. That's just a territory, I think.
That.
It's of not where? The flag. Of where?
A territory. It's not a state.
Of where?
Of the U.S.
The United what?
Got him.
Oh, shit.
Finish the state. Finish the ad lib.
50 stars on the damn flag, dude.
Yeah, it might be 51.
When's the last time you counted them?
It's been a while.
They might have had one, bro.
They're still making the design.
It's like...
They be doing shit in silence all the time.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
50, dude. Can 50. You tell us what the fucking topic
Who
is?
Who needs to talk about sports when we could just do this? All right, so I have a theory about Caleb Williams.
Yeah?
What I think is that Caleb Williams, do you remember?
Sports.
The beginning of, the beginning of last year, he basically said that if the situation... Not, well, there's that, too. But if the situation ain't right for the draft, he's just going to stay in college. Do you remember him saying that?
Uh-huh.
So my theory is that he made the Bears, well, I guess they didn't do it yet, but he's making the Bears get rid of Justin Fields and keep him. Like, he knows somebody that is making
them. But
he
already said, he's already made the case that the draft system is broken. And he pretty much just said he doesn't want to go to a shit team.
Right.
But you can't stop. We've talked about this before, I think. You can't stop the shit team from being high up in the draft. So what do? You don't get to choose where you go.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe he has a say
Sean
in them
he's,
keeping
he's
the pick.
A system.
Like, instead of giving it to, say, the Commanders, he has a system. He knows somebody who's making Chicago keep the pick. Because Chicago is better than these other top pick teams.
True. If Chicago was going to deal Justin Fields, they should have done it a couple days ago.
I think they're dumb to get rid of Fields if they were to.
I've been seeing a lot of talk. I don't ever see it happening, but everybody's like, if they release him, bring Justin Fields to Philly and back up Jalen.
Oh,
and he can learn a lot.
That's the dumbest shit
I've
ever heard.
It's Carson Wentz 2.0.
Yeah.
We don't have a backup.
Yeah,
but I don't think Justin Fields is going to want to be a backup at all.
It seems like he's going to be a backup in Chicago.
He's going to be a backup in
That's
Chicago.
That's true, but I think with that one, he has no choice.
The only fighting chance he would have is just, like, having Caleb Williams, like, learn and do, like, half games.
I was going to say maybe he'll start the season, and then Caleb will slowly make his way as a starter, and then they'll trade him before the trade deadline, maybe?
That seems way more plausible than...
But I think with how much action has gone on right now, there shouldn't have been a reason for them to not get rid of him already.
I don't know why they still have him if they already have stated that they're not keeping him.
I think all the potential landing spots scooped up quarterbacks already, didn't they? Like Atlanta and someone else?
Yeah,
wasn't it someone else?
Honestly?
Well, who do the Vikings have?
Who did they just get? Did they not just
get somebody? Oh, they did get somebody. They got a...
Frick. I can't remember.
Not Jameis Winston.
Sorry, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Patriots.
I don't
know. Jones went to the Jags.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
We'll get there. Oklahoma.
Yeah, so what do you think about my theory?
Oakland Raiders.
You think he's got the plug somewhere?
No.
No. No, he's too young. He's in college.
I don't think that has to do
Unless he's
it,
got
think...
like a loaded dad or like a rich dad with rich friends, which he might.
I don't think he has the plug. I just think he... I remember what I said a long time ago, which I think was more realistic, was him playing bad on purpose in college to lower his draft landing spot.
Yeah, but he waited too late to do that. He didn't lower shit. He's still the first overall pick.
Well, yeah, because I don't fucking know how draft prospects work. You can have fucking seven. He had like five bad games in a row.
Who? Caleb Williams. Towards the end of the season, right?
No, like the middle.
Oh, I thought
he came out like super hot, putting up fucking numbers, and then it was right around when he made the comment about him not wanting to be on a shit team from the get go and the ownership stuff, because he said that because he was on the hot seat.
Yeah.
And then it felt like he took a shit.
It's just, something seems a little fishy to me. It's just really strange that they wouldn't keep Justin Fields, someone who is at least partially proven himself within the NFL, and he knows the system. Why would you want to restart when you have a pretty solid wide receiver, a pretty solid tight end, a decent team overall? It just doesn't make sense to
me. What if they just kept Fields and dealt the pick for a bag? For Patriots. You know,
but then they can't get William. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, yeah, like they could.
I wish they would have done that.
They still can.
They already said they're not.
They said that they're going to keep the pick.
I don't know if it came directly from Chicago, but someone said that Fields is out and Williams is in.
That's a backup.
What else they have? What are you guys talking about, dude? What are you guys on about?
The Vikings signed Sam Darnold.
Bro, shut up. We're going to go real deep. Don't worry about it.
I can't wait to shit talk Isaiah.
All right, Cam, do you have any thoughts on this?
I don't really know college that too well.
You don't have to know college. We're talking about freaking Justin Fields.
Oh, we're back on. we're having Pancheros. A conversation over here.
Pancheros.
About Justin Fields being bought, missed that.
I'm saying Caleb Williams is making the Bears draft him.
I mean,
somehow.
I don't think that's true. I mean, I don't know who would really want to get drafted by the Bears.
I'd rather get drafted by the Bears than the Commanders.
Than the Commanders, Panthers, all those shitty teams.
Dude, the Commanders are building a super team over there. Have you seen?
That's crazy.
They re-signed like four people.
I said earlier, I think they would be dumb to take Caleb Williams and trade or have Fields as a backup. Because I think Fields
won't
is proven.
Be a backup. He's good enough to be a starter in the league right now.
He's saying on Chicago, though.
Somebody's
going
to
get him.
I think Chicago should keep him. I think they're stupid if they were to get rid of him, because he should be or definitely could be a starter anywhere else.
It's kind of crazy how
not
far.
Not anywhere else.
Not anywhere.
No, not anywhere. It's kind of crazy how far he's fallen in the offseason when he hasn't even had that bad. He didn't have that bad of a season. Why is everybody giving up on him? It's kind of like Trey Lance 2.0.
Yeah,
we know you love Trey Lance.
I don't love nothing about that guy. I actually hate him. He destroyed my fantasy season last year.
I was going to say,
him and Jordan Love,
Trey Lance.
They're back to Washington.
I do love Jordan Love. That's a fact.
And Kyle Pitts.
He loves Kyle Pitts.
Oh, I love
Trey Lance
and
Jordan Love.
That's my daddy.
He always drafts him.
See, Cam knows.
It was 1 year.
I wanted 1 year.
It was 1 year.
I saw the clip. I heard it.
It was 1 year. So we don't think Caleb's got the plug.
No.
We think the Bears are just idiots.
Where did you even get this from?
My head.
He made it up.
I was thinking one night. I was like, maybe he's got something to do with this shit.
No, after all this, he's just going to be a Bryce Young 2.0.
Probably.
I don't know. He's got a bigger build than Bryce Young. That guy's a midget.
It doesn't matter.
I still
think
it's similar in the vein of being overrated.
People are saying he's going to be like Pat Mahomes. He's built his comp is
making,
Pat Mahomes.
Making claims like that is fucking crazy.
I'm pretty sure people said that about Bryce Young or some shit about like him.
They say
like
it about every
QB.
First round overall pick.
Every time, yeah.
I think Caleb Williams is in colludes with somebody.
Victor Wembanyama is the next LeBron James. See what I just did there? What's their team's record? Poopy shit.
What was
That's
LeBron's
what?
Record the first year he played?
Why does... Wait, did Sean just drop some knowledge or something?
No.
What's going on?
I'm just throwing shit out there. I don't know.
I thought...
I'm excited to hear it.
I'm sure it wasn't that great. But he didn't... No, that was the Heat. Never mind. Forget about it. Yeah, what were we talking about?
Your Caleb Williams a fucking his Illuminati theory that Caleb Williams can control the NFL.
No, I'm telling you, he has something to do with it. He has something to do with it because
the puppet master Caleb Williams is controlling where he lands.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Caleb Williams drafted, and then he's just fucking people of robes just follow him up. Like,
I don't know. What was his
record
about?
Cleveland ultimately finished the season 35-47.
Oh, see?
Damn.
It's true.
That's still not as bad as the Spurs right now, though.
Well, I think it proves that Caleb Williams is the next Tom Brady.
Exactly.
So LeBron James was the first Bryce Young dude? That's crazy.
Yeah, and Alex Rodriguez was the fourth.
With just LeBron, 18 more games were won to the previous year.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
It's not the same team from one year to the other.
Says your mom.
Damn.
Wow.
Go back to the
Cavs for 1 year?
No, he was on there for a few years.
Shut up. What is that?
All right. Let's just...
A few.
It's the truth. We all want to believe that Caleb Williams is God.
A lot.
We're moving on. You understand what I'm saying?
I think so.
I see Caleb Williams when he takes his helmet off. There's a third eye on his forehead.
He pees from his finger. All right. Eat a beat, a drink it, part one.
Yeah.
We're drinking.
Oi.
No. We're not really drinking.
What are we drinking?
We're talking about
if you're
drinking,
I'm pissing.
I make piss.
Piss machine. Go ahead, sorry.
I'm churning up some piss. Sorry, I have to piss.
Oh, that's some yellow piss, Bob.
Are we ready? What's going on?
Squeeze my balls like a turkey.
I wring my dick like a rag.
What is this? Devolved into?
Gonna squeeze my balls like a turkey baster, so it comes out. And it sucks it back up, too.
You gotta make sure you make it squeak.
Oh my god.
Squeak clean.
This is what happens when you bring me to Oklahoma.
We're not in Oklahoma.
I get squeaky dick.
I just read the whole Wikipedia description of Oklahoma like 5 minutes ago.
Feel like you're there now? It's probably like this in Oklahoma.
Country groves take me.
Wait,
here.
Bob, what's LeBron's record in Oklahoma?
Let me see.
What?
Oh, was that TNT?
It was fire.
All right. Eat a beat a drink it part one.
One.
You got What's up? Go ahead.
I don't have the screen. I don't have the screen, dude.
You don't need the screen.
What's the question?
You have the prompt.
All right. We're talking milkshakes.
Dude. Ooh. LeBron plays so bad against Oklahoma.
LeBron plays so bad
like
when
Oklahoma
he drinks
City?
Has scored 956 points. That's the third fewest against any team, with it being the Lakers and the Cavs in front of it.
Wow.
Both teams.
Are you working
on
with Caleb Williams?
I might be.
He's 27-12 against Oklahoma.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good still.
Figure it out.
Are you talking about Oklahoma City?
Yes, it's
Thunder?
In Oklahoma.
Thunder.
Oh, okay.
The capital of Oklahoma.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Oklahoma City.
Thunder.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So milkshakes.
Yeah, we're talking milkshakes.
Oh,
I want to know what your favorite milkshake is, where from, and do you like it thinner or thicker? Give it to me.
Can I give some options?
Yeah, do you have any options for me?
No. I don't want you to give me the options. I want to give you some variables.
Me?
Yeah. Well,
I guess that's a
dude.
Yes.
So
I. Okay, you first.
So it might be at the top if I'm being honest. And it's in season right now. And you know where I'm going.
He's immediately with
point. Shamrock Shake from McDonald's. Pretty fucking good, brother. Pretty fucking good.
McDonald's it's okay. Slap, it's okay. Honestly.
But up.
I get like one a year. Because it
Turn
is
around.
The season.
Turn around. I don't even want to look at you during this conversation. Besides that, I don't know how far and wide Mr. Softy is. But a Mr. Softy vanilla milkshake hits crazy in the summer.
Think so? I think it's just an East Coast, like a... That might be like a Philly
Look
area.
Look it up, JMO.
Mr. Softy, 100%. I think it's East Coast stuff.
Well, if that's the case, mine also has to do with an East Coast thing. Are you done, Bob?
Yeah.
Is that your choice? I used to work at...
Wait, he's touching me.
You didn't even...
Just touching me.
He did name it. He named his favorite.
He named it.
What did I do?
He didn't finish.
What are the categories again?
I've never finished in my life. That's why turkey based.
Oh wait, thick or thin?
It doesn't apply to
thick. Heavily.
All
right. Like one that makes the straw go.
I gotta work
for it. Like when your face hurts?
I gotta work for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it has a spoon so you can scoop it.
Then it's not a milkshake.
Debatable. It thaws out and then it's a milkshake. So I used to work at Arita's Water Ice in high school, and we used to have milkshakes there, but I would make them for myself. I would make a peanut butter milkshake from Arita's because we would use the Reese's peanut butter sauce, dude. And that was important. It had to be the Reese's sauce. That with vanilla or chocolate, it didn't matter, dude. That shit was so gas. I would make one like almost every night, like before I left, and it contributed heavily to my weight problem in high school.
Fair enough.
I'm a freak for PB, right? I'm a freak for PB.
I was a little slut for it.
But putting it in a milkshake adds to that thicky thickness. And sometimes it's a little too much.
It was so good.
That's why if you get peanut butter, you go thin.
It didn't matter.
You're a fucking freak.
You're a sick fuck. What?
You're gonna say like a fucking olive milkshake, bro. You're a sick crazy. Fuck.
So it wasn't.
I like an answer.
Just where are the olives? He put them away this week.
He knew.
He would eat them all.
He knew.
I keep touching.
Why you keep touching me?
You're kicking my leg apart. I know, and I keep kicking them.
Mr. Softy's in 18 states.
Okay. Nice. All right. The peanut butter at our place, it wasn't actual peanut butter. It was like a sauce, so it wasn't as thick. You know what I'm saying?
Like spaghetti?
Yes.
That's sauce.
He said sauce.
It's peanut butter sauce. Peanut butter gravy, yes.
Something wrong about that.
I put meat in my peanut butter. And you know what kind.
I need a meatball.
So, thick or thin, Daddy?
Thick, dude. So, like, when you have the straw in it, and you're trying to get it through the straw, you're like...
I wish you guys saw his face.
And it hurts, you know?
Why do you want to hurt when you're drinking?
It hurts a little bit until it's through the straw, and once it's coming through the straw, like then it's fine. It's the initial pull up through the straw that hurts. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like you're drinking.
If my tongue's not getting sucked in that straw while I'm sucking that shit up, I don't want it. Help!
All right. So, you got a whale on your hat.
No, wet spot on your pants too.
Oh shit, dude! I'm sorry. I just got excited. So I gotta go a little bit with Bob on the McDonald's milkshakes. Their milkshakes slap.
No, it's not just the McDonald's.
I know. The Shamrock Shake's fire, but I think their milkshakes are just good in general. But my favorite, the For Real, I think it's called. The For Real machines.
From Wawa.
They're not in Wawa anymore. They took them out. They took them out.
Damn, they switched.
You gotta go to Royal Farms for them. But they are delicious. The cookies and cream ones.
Yeah, dude.
Put that shit in the machine.
No.
You can either pick thin, medium, regular, or like medium or thick.
Yeah.
Medium or thick for me.
Yeah.
No. Mostly medium.
Because the medium is really thick out of that machine.
Yes, it is. You know it.
I can't even believe I'm hearing this right now.
Why?
The For Real is like
so good.
It's 2 a.m. There's nothing else open. Like I have to deal with
it. I was getting
this.
Those in high school a lot too.
I have to deal with this.
And they're cheap. They're like
$2. A milkshake is cheap.
They're not $2.
In general. You say $2?
For the For Reals? Yeah.
They're not $2.
They're like $2.50.
No way, dude. They gotta be like $4.
I buy them all the time.
Yeah, used to. It's 2024, dude. That shit is at least like $4 to $5.
That's bottom of the barrel shit, bro.
Nah.
You need to live life.
Oh, I always live life.
You need to go to McDonald's.
I said I get the McDonald's shakes.
Is there McDonald's in Oklahoma?
No, I don't think so.
Definitely is.
I'm pretty sure there's not.
Approximately.
Have you been?
I flew over it.
Did you go to a McDonald's in Oklahoma?
Whoa. There's 155 McDonald's in Oklahoma.
That's no way.
I haven't even flown over it. I was lying.
Dude, there's no way.
Cross reference.
That's a small company.
It's probably like 500.
What did I say?
127.
I definitely said like 255, did I not?
No, it was 100-something for sure.
Lost it. Just go back. 200, back arrow.
258 McDonald's in New Jersey.
Really?
Oklahoma is significantly larger than New Jersey.
Well, there's like no, there's like, yo,
oh, I said 155.
Can we go on a road trip to visit every McDonald's in New Jersey?
That sounds like a good YouTube video, bro.
258. Awesome. It'll take us weeks.
Oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. Last time somebody did a video like that, we know what happened. Ted and the Vision.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
He visited every Margaritaville.
Yeah, that's what happened?
And he posted the video. It's not what happened to him.
Jimmy?
That's what happened to Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
What happened to Jimmy?
You got to sacrifice someone. I wouldn't mind if Ronald died.
He posted
died.
The video, and like no more than 2 days later, Jimmy Buffett died.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That did happen.
They said it was like national treasure. Like, he hit all the right spots. So it had an action. Code? It had an action code. In the world. Jimmy said, my time is done.
No one was ever supposed to do
away,
that.
And he like Thanos snapped. He did the peace sign up.
I would be all right with sacrificing Ronald, though, you know?
As long as
McDonald?
It's not Grimace. Mm. As long as Grimace, it's not Grimace.
No, we'd have to do every single one, then, to sacrifice Ronald.
Yeah, if it's just Jersey, it's probably like Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because it's Jersey.
The fucking girl one.
Because it's Jersey.
Is he from
That's
Jersey?
Crazy.
Is he
That's
from?
Crazy.
Where's Hamburglar? Like, where's Hamburglar from?
We got like from fucking Ronald McDonald Land.
No. Like, where's he? He's probably from Oklahoma. Can you look it up, please?
Grimace?
No,
he's not from
Hamburglar.
Oklahoma, dude. I really want to travel to every McDonald's town in New Jersey, dude. We get a 6-piece from every single one, and we all share it.
How many do you think we could hit in a day?
In a day?
Oh, we can get a lot.
We 20? Can get probably close to 20.
Dude, so, we hit almost 10 Taco Bells in like the span
McDonald
of like 3 hours.
From McDonald's
Land. Year.
Is that what they say?
He's from McDonald's Land.
There's no way. That's not a real place.
I'm going to say like
the
40.
First line
I think,
day. On McDonald's Wiki fandom.com, the Hamburglar is from McDonald's Land,
Oklahoma.
Who features in McDonald's commercials. He's a close friend of Ronald McDonald, Grimace, and Birdie.
That's the girl's name, the bird.
He has always attempted to hoard all the burgers in McDonaldland for himself, but has always been looked up to as a valuable member of the McDonaldland community.
Well,
and
good for him,
he's
honestly.
Dressed to the nines with a tie down to his toes.
Tie
down
dapper.
To his toes, dude.
That's a wiki. That's you can't trust a wiki. Anybody can edit it.
Bob was typing vigorously for 5 minutes.
Edit it right now to say he's from Oklahoma.
Can you please do that? All right. So, yeah. Milkshakes. We love them. You know?
Delicious.
Sean, what's yours, dude?
Yeah. Give us yours.
All right.
I can't edit it because I'm not a member.
Wiki member?
I got two choices. Two options.
What's that?
Two favorites. I guess I'll start with the bad one.
The bad one? You have a bad one in your options?
Jump across his fucking table.
It's not bad, but it's like I'm a scumbag. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, I was gonna say like blood or something?
What?
I don't know. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to go the same route as Cam and say for real.
Yeah.
Oh my
but,
God.
Yeah.
A travesty.
But.
He's going to say birthday cake.
No. The cotton candy one.
Ew, dude.
That's the best one.
And that's you can't get a cotton candy milkshake like anywhere else. Because
it shouldn't exist.
I've gone with you on that one.
No. Cotton candy. Have you had it? Have you had it?
Have you had it?
No.
Yeah, so shut your goddamn.
Go to Royal Farms.
Shit.
Get everybody
I'll be back.
Tell us the pricing too while you're at it.
And I like it.
$5.99.
Here's $2. Give me a milkshake.
$5.99 sounds right, dude.
No, it's definitely not $5.99. There's no shot. They're like tiny. There's no shot they're more than
$3. Small.
The for real ones are small.
I'm going later.
I don't
later.
Want to talk to this guy.
Dude, I
best.
Get them.
I get it a little thinner, too. I'm not going to lie. I don't like to struggle to drink my shit.
The for real milk. Makes it real thick.
He's a shit I know.
There's,
I love that
there's
shit.
Settings, bro.
I know. Even
there's
with settings. The medium is thick as fuck.
That's why you do third.
Give me. I don't want to hear this for real.
All right, my
shit.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Give all time. I know where I had this.
And he hasn't had it since.
And I have had it since. A lot.
Where?
Chick-fil-A, cookies and cream.
Oh, that one's so
dude.
Good.
Damn.
That one's
best
so good.
Ever, bro.
I'm adding to my list.
You can't do that.
Watch
to your list.
Me.
So I had this for the first time when I was in Disney. Well, Florida in general, but I had it for the first time in Disney, yeah.
I remember the first Chick-fil-A ever created in Florida Disney.
Was it?
It was there. You were there, and you said...
You were there, and I was there, and we were hanging out. We were having fun, and you were like,
we're eating chicken.
Hey, Bob, you're really cool.
That was a good milkshake.
That sounds like a dream.
I'm about to hit the... Dude, right in the middle of my fucking Shamrock Shake and Mr. Softy, the frosted lemonade from Chick-fil-A.
Does that count?
I don't know about that. Does it have ice cream in it?
It's just a vanilla milkshake with lemonade in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a lemonade milkshake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
So it's like
That's controversial. Some people hate it because they say it tastes like sour milk because of the lemonade.
No, it's good.
But I fuck
have it. I never had it.
They have a frosted coffee one, too.
What is the thing called at Rita's? You would know.
Misto.
Yes. That's like the same thing. It's like
that was lickety split.
Ice and ice cream blended together.
Yup.
It's good shit.
Yup.
It's Back Tuesday.
Swedish fish and vanilla ice cream.
It's pretty good. You have to drink it fast because they start to separate.
Some of these are hard.
Then it's a gelati.
Did this guy even say a flavor?
I said the cookies and cream. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm getting at, though, with one of my picks.
Most of the
baselines for everybody's milkshake is just vanilla, though.
I'm more of a chocolate. I just said it.
Yeah, you're a fucking freak.
Fuck you.
Your cookies and cream come in chocolate?
I wish it did, honestly.
Yeah, you're...
Peanut butter does come in chocolate because you make it. Because I make it myself.
Chocolate peanut butter milkshake sounds phenomenal.
I'm looking up the pricing for these fucking...
Wait, what was this?
How many milkshakes do you think were ever made in Oklahoma?
I'm going to say at least...
Do they have for real machines there?
40.
Milkshake, three? Oklahoma.
43.
The average price is currently $3 to $4.
In Oklahoma?
No, the for real machine, dude.
In Oklahoma.
The top
they have them?
10 best milkshakes in Oklahoma City.
Is that...
For real better than
so
one.
They only make 10?
Fuck this list.
What's number one?
Fucking Dairy Queen.
They make
number two, Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Yeah, they're literally the Dairy Queen.
You should be surprised that Dairy Queen makes food, not ice cream.
I know.
More blown away.
They don't make ice cream. They're not out there churning their shit in the bag.
Yeah, you actually don't know that.
You've never been in the bag?
You actually don't. Look, and then they do this, and then they do this.
Ta-da!
And then I do this. You can't see what I'm doing, but I'm shaking it.
Dude, last time me and Sean went to Dairy Queen, they didn't do it.
They didn't.
Really?
Do you know where we were?
In the Poconos.
We were in the Poconos.
Oh, really?
Remember we left for like 7 hours?
Okay. We went to Lowe's and then we got Dairy Queen. The
blizzard that turned.
All right.
They didn't do the ding.
Yeah, and then we threw it.
I had to do it myself. This is how you do your job.
If this falls, you give me another.
I think it's Brown's a Sioux, dude. I think it's like one of those things where it's like,
you get two.
I don't think it's a deep.
Or they like have to give it to you for free or something like that.
That sounds more right. Yeah, you didn't flip my shit. I'm going to sue you.
Do your job.
We're devolving.
You're about to get served next 2 weeks.
We were talking about milkshake. What's the next thing?
Just do your job.
All right, that's it. You want another round?
Sure, dude.
Drinking? Yep. All right, let's get it.
I'll start the fire now.
Yep.